Shalom aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus. Refuas, Ritzvi Chaim ben Alena Shender, Ritzvi Chaber, Ritzvi Yudah ben Yitafega, Rev Chaim Yitzchak ben Freda Fega Lea, Pesach Sha'ar Chole Yisrael. We should have Yeshua ben Mehera from this Magefa. We're going to be discussing Zman Tfilas Mincha. There's a beautiful tshuva in the Sefer Divrei Yatsiv of Moron Admor, the Kloisenberger Rebbe, is Zecher Tzadik v'Kadosh Levracha, in a tshuva that was written on the 2nd of Elul in the year 1969. What is the right time? What is the ideal time to daven mincha? Says the Rebbe, Hinei Harizal hoya nizhar shaloy lispalel mincha ela im shkia sachama. The Ari would dafka daven at the last minute. You daven with the shkia. Sharit Shuva Simon Reish Lamed Hey Siv Cotton Bays Ayin Sham. In that goes Maimonios in the third parakh of Hilchasvila Oz Gimel, he brings Rabbeinu Chananel. And Sha'achshav Nogu Kol Yisrael Karabon L'spalel Mincha Ada Erev, Tfilas Mincha Ada Erev. Like it says in the Yerushalmi, Mitzvah L'spalelim Dim Dume Chama. It's a mitzvah to daven when the sun is red, as the sun is rising or setting. Even though they curse somebody to do this in Eretz Yisrael, that's somebody who davens too late. But a little bit before, if you're doing it at the right time, right the last minute as the sun is setting, that's Peseder Gamor. Continues the Hagos Memonios. Even though Mincha is from 6.5 hours until night, better daven from plag mincha ktana. Ubilvad shelo yitche hashah. In other words, better daven the last hour and a quarter before sunset. The later, the better. But obviously, don't miss it. Don't miss the right time. In the Moruk Tziyah on Simon Reish Lamed Gimel, he says, Shapir Abdi Lo Makad Mitved Lechad Lo Tek Min Echor B'Tfilas Arvis. Don't daven too early, because then you might end up davening Marv too early. Mishum Hachi Vade Odif Lam Tunim B'Tfilas Mincha Ad Kama She'efsher. The Efsher. Better wait with Mincha as much as you can. And famous Shagas Aryeh in Atshuva, where he says you can daven until Tzeis. Rashi in Brachas Dav Tes Amid Beis. So it says So we have im shemesh, that means tfilas yotzer, that's in the morning. You should say you should daven with the sunrise, and then mincha should be lefnei the moon, a little bit before the areach. And we don't learn both. That daven with the dimdumei chama, we don't learn that it's talking about im shemesh. That both are im shemesh when the sun is rising, when the sun is setting. Rather, it says about the mincha. It says lefnei arech, before the moon, so it implies even a little bit later. Ubefrat leRabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam holds famously there are two shkias, and the second one is like 57 minutes after the first one, where we would already consider night. So, but he holds that it's shkia then. So that means that it's still considered lefnei areach. So again, we have all these sources encouraging us to daven a late mincha. And the next, this is in Siman Tzadi Ches in the Divrei Yatsiv. And Tzadi Tes, he has a shaila. You're asking about mincha. How can we daven mincha so late? He said, how can you even ask questions on me? The Tzanzer Rebbe used to daven mincha when it was already nighttime. You'd even say tachnun. My shver from my first wife said they would daven in the Beis Medrash of the Chasim Sofer later than they would daven in Sigut, meaning very late. Rabbi Akiva Sofer heard this from his father, the Shevet Sofer, and he said that he was in Skal when he was a Bacher, and the Belzer Rebbe was there, and he davened Mincha, 70 minutes after Shkia. So, and then he goes through a whole tshuva trying to show this minhag to daven, why the minhag daven so late. Al Kolponim, at least for our purposes, to daven around the time a little bit before Shkiyas HaChama. Maril in Hilchos Tefillah says, born in the Darkei Moshe, Aruch and Aruch Haim, Reish Lamed Gimel, Vim Shoy Machazar, Samach Letzeis HaKuchav, Moim Spal at Tefillas Mincha, Umay Sirai Mi Per Kol Kisvei Amari, Yechelki Machnisei Shabbos B'Tveri, Alma B'nei Tveria, Im Gam Hechshich Lahem, Bein Ahar Mikol Makom Achorei Harim Odi Yom Gadol, Ve'adayin Lo Avra Shas Mincha, V'Amr Shekabala Haya B'Yadam E'Rabba Mufak Ma'arash Ayin Sham. So the Ma'aril would daven very late, right before it says, Daven Mincha, and he brings a raya from the Gemara, that it says in the Gemara that one of the Amorim said, my chelek should be with those who bring in Shabbos in Tveria. Why they bring in Shabbos early in Tveria? Why? Because for them, it was, the Gemara says, Rashi says, for them it was really dark, but behind the mountains, it was still light. So what does that mean? That even though for them it's dark, but it's still not Shabbos. And it's as if they brought Shabbos in early. So in other words, you go based not on what it is here, you go based on what it is somewhere else. Not where they are, but behind the mountains, where it's still light. So you see that even though it's dark for you, but if it's light elsewhere, then you could daven. We're really not used to this, but that's what it says in the Ma'aril. If I'm reading him right. And then he brings a raya, the Kloisenberger, brings a raya to the Ma'aril from a Yerushalmi. This is in Maseches Shabbos, Maseches Brachas, Perek Dalet Halacha Aleph. On page Lamed Amud Beis, Midaper Yerushalmi, at least in the Yerushalmi that I have. So it says there, Achoy Ime, the Rav Ada, Hava Mitzayer Gulsei de Rav Bitzayma Rabba. That after Tfilas Musaf, on Yom Kippur, Rav would take off his kittel, whatever he was wearing, his glima, and the brother of the mother of Rav Ada would guard this garment of Rav, Bitzoma Rabba, in the big fast. Amar Le Katech Mishim Shabresh Dikli Tiavli Gulsi Denatzli Mdeminchasa. And Rav said to him, when you see the sun at the head of the palm tree, give me this glima, and I'm going to daven mincha when the Shemesh is Barosh Ilanos Ki Mitzvah Lispalel Im Dimdume Chama. So I want to daven when the sun is setting. Vishimsha Beresh Dikli Tamana Yamamahu Hacha. And when the sun is in the Rosh HaDekalim, over there, it's day over here, because Bavel is deep, Eretz Yisrael is higher. So I want to daven, even though the Shemesh is Berosh HaDekalim here, in Eretz Yisrael, it's still Yom, so I'm going to daven based on what it is in Eretz Yisrael. So it's a little difficult to figure out what exactly the Gemara is telling us over here. The Pnei Moshe on the Yerushalmi says that Rav said to him, "Kshetira Hashem Shrosh Tekom Shusamach Lishkiyaso Titaini Vanim Spal Mincha." The mitzvah spal in Dindume Chame Bein Beshachris Bein Bemincha. So tell me when the sun is at the head of the palm trees, Samach Lishkiya, give me my garment, and then I'm going to daven, because it's a mitzvah to daven with the sun being red, meaning when it rises and when it sets, both Shachris and Mincha. When it rises, Shachris; when it sets, Mincha. So the way the Kloisenberger wants to learn is Hayinira Loimer the Kavada Mashakasiv Taman Enuel Eretz Yisrael. The way the Pnei Moshe learns, it's talking about Eretz Yisrael. When here in Bavel, it's the Shemesh is Barosh HaDekalim, and Eretz Yisrael, it's still day. He's not talking about Eretz Yisrael. Like Kavana Stam Makom Acher. Like it says, the Kemoshe Hevi Shama Hakach the Bavel Amuka. Any other place. So in other words, Pshat is that not that he was davening before Shkia. Pshat is that by the time he gives him the garment and he puts it on, it's already going to be dark. Nevertheless, since Taman, since elsewhere, it's Yamama, it's still daytime, it's still considered Adzman Mincha. Just like in Tveria. Like the Maharil writes, that in Tveria, even though it was dark for them, because they were in front of the mountains, and the mountains blocked the sun, but since behind the mountains it was still light, it's still Zman Mincha. So too for me, I'm going to daven when it's dark, but since elsewhere it's light, I can still daven. So here you have a source, even according to these makaros, it's mashu, you can daven even after our shkia. We discussed this at length in a recent shir, that l'shita sarambam, you shouldn't daven mincha gadol l'chatchila, like he writes Paragim, Alachas Beis and Gimel. Why? Because the Fishai Atamid writes the Rambam Karav Vachoyom Teisha Shalos Zemechza, the carbon Tamid was brought every day 9.5 hours. Erev Pesach Shalos Be'erev Shabbos, they would shecht it at 6.5 hours. So you can dab in 6.5 hours b'di'evet. But l'chatchila you should really wait until 9.5 hours. And then if you're davening Tfilas Rishus, then your Tfilas Rishus should be, if you're davening Mincha twice, daven Mincha Gedola, the first Mincha is your Tfilas Rishus, and then daven Mincha Ketana is your Tfilas Chova, and Kacha Dinosein, because Mibnei She'eno Davar Tadir B'chol Yom, Ayin Sham B'divrei HaRambam. In the Beis Yosef, he writes, Mash Mizesh Iker Takanas Man Tfilas Mincha is Mitesha Osumech. The Rambam holds that the proper time to daven Mincha is from 9.5 hours, and therefore, if you want to daven earlier Mincha, and you want to daven 2 Minchas, so make sure that your Rishus is from 6.5, but the proper time, L'chatchila, is from 9.5, but the Tur writes that Bizmanim Mishesha Osumech, that's Mashma, that from 6.5 hours is already L'chatchila, and so would appear from the Tshuvas HaRosh, brought by the Tur in Reish Lamed Dalet and the Bach. However, the Gra in Reish Lamed Gimel Sif Katan Aleph, and the Mechaber, who writes that the Ikra Zman is from 9.5 hours, writes that Sham Chavav Amid Beis, a parish Haramban, the Zman Mincha Gedolahu, the Inyan Dieved, Aval Rashi Mefarash Lechatchila, El Dikra Zman, a Mizman Mincha Ketana, Vechain Das Atur, Vishar Poskim. So he says the Ramam holds that Mincha Ketana is Bedieved. Rashi says it's Lechatchila, but then he says, but according to Rashi, the Ikra Zman is from Mincha Ketana, and so is Das Atur, Vishar Poskim. So what does he mean? What he means possibly is that even according to the Shitas, this man Mincha Gedola, 6.5 hours from sunrise, even if that's the Chatchila, but the Iker Zman Mitzvah Min HaMuvchar is Mincha Ketana. We discussed in the previous shiurim, we had 2 shiurim recently, we discussed why, the reasons we got into the lumdus of why Mincha Ketana is better. But Akopanim, Lefi Rashi, he says, from Rashi, it's mashma that 6.5 hours is even the chatchila. Because Rashi says, chavav amit beiz, im bala haktim tamat shabayin arbaim and yochal haktim akol dem vav shosu mechza. So the tamat shabayin arbaim is from 6.5 hours, and mamele you can daven mincha from 6.5 hours. But he doesn't say like the Rambam, you can daven from 6.5 hours because in Erev Pesach Shechol Yos B'Shabbos, you're bringing the carbon tamat at 6.5 hours. So according to the Rambam, it's just Erev Pesach Chulios Be'erev Shabbos. Then you're bringing the carbon tamid at 6.5 hours, Tamid Shabbin Arbayim, but normally it's not the proper time to bring it. So the best time to have Mincha is from 9.5, like you bring the tamid on a regular day. But Rashi brings that you're allowed to bring the carbon tamid from 6.5, so you can already daven from 6.5. But nevertheless, even though Me'ikar Adin you're allowed to bring from 6.5, since Lemaisa they brought the carbon tamid from 9.5, the Gra says that it's a mitzvah min ha-mufchar to daven from 9.5 hours, meaning Mincha Gedol in 9.5 shows manios after say Neitzachama. So come out even according to Rashi, it's a mitzvah min ha-mufchar. According to the Rambam, the chatchila you should daven, it's only b'diev to daven from 6.5. According to Rashi, says the Gra, the chatchila you're allowed to daven from 6.5, a mitzvah min ha-mufchar is to daven from 9.5. And like we saw before, as even a maila you see in the Gemara to daven im dimdum chama right before shkia as the sun is setting. Now, in Meseches Yuma, and Av Chav Ches Amid Beis, it says that the Tzlosa d'Avram, the Tefillah of Avram, which there is talking about Tefillah's Mincha, even though Avram was Metakin Shachris, but he also daven Mincha, was Mechim Meshachri Kasle, when the walls got dark, when there started being a shadow.
And when was that?
That was Mechatzos Hayom. Amar of Safrit, Tzlosed Avram, the Tfilos Sarayim of Ram Avinu, Mechimashachri Kas Kosle, Mizman, Shetzar HaMizrochi Shel HaKosolim,
when the east side of the wall starts getting dark, Mechatzos, because then the thickness of the head of the wall makes a shadow because of the sun. The sun is rising in the east, setting in the west. So from noontime, from Chatzos, it's going to start making a shadow on the east side of the wall as it goes to the west. So the Ritva says that he's telling us that this is the proper time to daven, already from 6 hours. So, kasha is that we learn in the Gemara in Brachas, Erev Avokah v'Tzaraim, that the three zmanim for tefilos are evening, morning, and Tzaraim. So when does Tzaraim start? Tzaraim starts at Chatzos. So why do we say it's lechatchila to daven from 9.5 hours if the Gemara says that learning from the pasuk in Tehillim that the proper time is from the afternoon, from noontime, Erev Avokah v'Tzaraim? So the Rashash asks from there. And that pasuk is from Tehillim, from David HaMelech. So if David HaMelech is davening b'Tzaraim, why can't we daven Tzaraim? Why are we any better than David HaMelech? We should also daven for Tzaraim. But that's not really a kasha, because the Rambam, in the first parak of Tmidim Musaf in Halacha Gimel, says, Lama ma'achri maso shtei shos, achar tchilas man shchitaso. Why do we only shech the carbon at 8.5 hours, instead of at 6.5 hours? Why are we only shech the 8.5 and bring it in 9.5? Why the Tamid shall ben arbayim and bring it later? Why? Because you're not allowed to bring karbanos after the Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim. So in order that everybody should get in their karbanos, we push it off. That's what the Rambam says. Yeah, but what about Nov and Givon? B'shas Heter Bamos. You could be makriv when there was a Mishkan and Nov and Givon. There was a mutter to have your own Bama. Maybe you could be makriv Nedarim and Adelvis B'Bama Ketana after they were makriv B'Bama Gedola Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim. There were makriv Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim. Maybe elsewhere you're allowed to be makriv, even afterwards. And also the inyan ha'ola ola rishona, that the first carbon of the day should be the ola. If this is a din dafka, and that mizbeach, in other words, in this mizbeach, the first carbon should be a carbon ola. But if you want to bring in other mizbeachos before they bring the carbon ola, let's say you have your own bamaktana, so you can bring your own carbon before they bring the carbon ola elsewhere. Svasemis and psachim and chesam at beis has a suffix. If the tzibur doesn't have a carbon tamid, is it usher for them to bring other karbanos? Let's say they don't even have a tamid. No, the tamid has to be the first carbon of the day. But let's say they don't have a tamid. Are you now allowed to bring karbanos? So he brings from Erechon Yidalef Amid Beis, Bizman Achorban Abayis, Hekrivu Karban, even though they didn't have from Yudzayin B'Tamuz, they didn't have a tamid. So you see that even without the carbon tamid, even without the carbon tamid, they were still makriv karbanos. So you see, when does the first carbon of the day have to be a tamid? If you have a tamid. But if you don't have a tamid, then you can bring other karbanos. And then he's tamei, the Archaim, who writes, he says, he quotes the Archaim, he's in the beginning of Parashas Tzav, Bepshitus, he writes lehefech, that if you don't have a carbon, then if you don't have a tummy, then you're not allowed to bring karbanos. But if you look carefully at the Lashon of the Rachaim, you'll see that's not what he's saying. He says, "V'tzrichim Yisrael lasseis mamon rav bekeves letzad she'ein metzius lahakriv ad sheyakdim." They have to spend a lot of money on this carbon, on this keves for the tummy, because there's no metzius to be makriv until you first bring the tummy. V'ulashim lo yikiv lo yonosim kol aflaga bekeves echad. If not for this, for the fact that you couldn't bring other karbanos, they wouldn't have spent so much money. Ayin shem l'Rachaim hakadosh. So it would appear that what he's saying is that because it's only because they had to spend a lot of money, they made sure to spend a lot of money in order to get this carbon tamid. Then, if you can spend a lot of money, then you can't bring other karbanos. But let's say you mamish can't bring a karban tamid. If you don't have the animal to bring a karban tamid b'chlal, then you can bring other karbanos. It's not necessarily a tzvasim, it's cash, not necessarily a cash. So then Yaneinu would appear that it's telling them Mizbeach Shem Akrib and Shem Tumidim. There, we have an essay of Aleh Hashlein, that the first carbon has to be the Tumid, the last carbon has to be the Tumid. Masha'enkein b'mizbeach acher, yicholim lahakrif. So we can be poshen our suffek and say that it's only a din in that Mizbeach. But other Mizbeachas, it could be makrif. So now it's Gevaldik. In the time of David, Bamos were mutter, and they're makriv the Tumid and the Bama Gedola, and the Yechidim and the Bama Ketana. So Mimela, they could be makriv the Tumid at 6.5 hours. Zvizim Akdim in the Mitzvahs. Zvizim Akdim in the Mitzvahs. And then later on, they can bring other Karbanos as well. But Lididon, now Bizman that Bamas are Aser. Let's say we don't have a Beis HaMikdash anymore. But let's say they would be in the time afterwards, after the time of David, where the Bamas were Aser, they had to push it off until 9.5 so that people would have time to bring their Karbanos before the Karban Tumid is brought, because they can only bring to the Beis HaMikdash. When they have their own Bamas, so you can bring the Tumid at 6.5 in the Mishkan and then bring your own Karbanos later, so they could do it earlier and be Zrizim Akdim in the Mitzvah stick. But for us, Lo Tov. Why Lo Tov? When you have if Bamas are Usser from the time of Isser Bamas, then you have to bring from 9.5. Why? Because you have to give people a chance to bring their Karbanos earlier. You can't bring the Tumid at 6.5, because then nobody's going to be able to bring their own personal Karbanos. That's going to be it, because there's only one Mizbeach. But if there are many Mizbeachos, then they can bring it in the Bama Gedol at 6.5 and then bring other ones later, and therefore it's not a kashya from David. David Takadam min Chatzorayim, because that's when they brought the Karban Tumid at Tzorayim. Was already at the beginning of the afternoon. So that's when David Kedavin earlier. But that's only because there was a Heter Bamos. Because they bring the Tumid earlier, because you could bring your own Karbanos later. But at the time when you couldn't bring your Karbanos later, because there was only one Mizbeach, then they would have to bring the Tumid later. And then that would be the proper time for Mincha. And therefore it also makes sense what Avraham Avinu did. Avraham Avinu was davening at Tzorayim. Michimcha Shachri Kasle. He was davening his tefillah, his noon tefillah, his afternoon tefillah, ready at noon. Because anyway, Lamaisa, Avraham Avinu isn't Meshibah to the Karban, right? To the Karban Tumid. There was no Karban Tumid. So Avraham Avinu could daven his Tefillah Tzorayim at Tzorayim. It's not a Kasha on Avraham Avinu daven Michim B'Shachri Kasli, and it's not a Kasha from David HaMelech. What about us today? What about us today? And by the way, even if you say that he was Mechavein, Keneged the Tumid, so the Gemara says that in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, the Gemara says later there in Yuma, V'dilma kos le Beis HaMikdash sheshu mechza m'shachru mishim lo mechav nituva yinam yishayin Avram ditztaginus gedolo haisa b'libo. So he says one teretz of the Gemara there is that the kos le Beis HaMikdash would only get dark from the tzel from 6.5, because they weren't zakufim v'yisharim legamer. There they were built, they were only going to make a shade. They had a thick base, and then they got thinner as it went up. And therefore, even when the sun is in the middle of the sky at the chatzos, or even it's a little bit towards the west, there was still no shadow. So therefore, in the Beis HaMikdash, they did it a little bit later, because there was no shadow until 12:30. Or maybe Avram was an expert at the sky, so he knew exactly when it would be chatzos. So the mice is not a kashya from Avraham Avinu. He had his reasons for davening his tefillah earlier, and the Beis HaMikdash they had it for later, but that's already in the 12:30 area. But for us, we have a reason why today We no longer have a Beis HaMikdash. Hashem should bring it back soon. Why shouldn't we daven Mincha Gedola? Because then maybe people will think, Chas Shalom, after Chorban HaBayis, we could bring Bamos. Because what's the whole vort of davening Mincha early? Because Bamos are Mutter. And therefore you can bring your Korbanos, the Korban Minchas, connected to the Korban Tamid, Shalbein Arbayim. And if we're davening Mincha early, that means that you could theoretically bring the Korban Tamid now. So let's say we're davening our Mincha 12:30. People are going to say, Bamos are Mutter. Because the reason we're davening early is because you can bring, even though we brought the Talmud Shabbain Arbaim, you can bring other Karbanos after this Talmud Shabbain Arbaim. But it's not true. Bamos are Aser, so we don't get, and when the Beis HaMikdash is going to be built, Bamos are going to be Aser. And we don't got people to, we want people to get used to the fact that you can bring Karbanos on your own Bama. And if we daven Mincha at 12:30, 6.5 hours, that's what people are going to think. People are going to think, why are we davening Mincha so early? Because this is connected to Talmud Shabbain Arbaim. And we don't need to give people time to bring their own karbanos because they can bring karbanos in their own personal mizbeach. They don't need to use the mizbeach on the Beis HaMikdash. And that's not true. Therefore, what do we do? Ideally, you daven in 9.5, like they used to bring the Beis HaMikdash when bamos were aser. And then it gives people an opportunity to bring their karbanos first. So if we daven mincha ketana, we're showing that bamos are aser and that people have to bring their karbanos before. And therefore, we give from 6.5 to 9.5 for people to bring their own karbanos. That's a possible reason. So we know that when the Mikdash is going to be built, no more Bamas. Zvachim Kuf Yud Beis Amad Beis, Kuf Dezayin Amad Beis, Rama Beis HaBachir, Perek Aleph Alach Gimel. And another teretz the kasha of Erev Boker Vitzarayim. So why isn't Mincha? So now we have one reason why Mincha Gedola is not the primary Mincha, in order to show that we're davening later, so people have the opportunity to bring Karbanos earlier to show that Bamas are Aser. Because if Bamas would be Mutter, then we could dive in earlier and then people could bring their Karbanos and their own Bamas afterwards. But now we're showing we're pushing off the Mincha, the Tamid, till 9:30, 9.5 hours, till 3:30, and a perfect day, 9.5 Shal's Manios, to show that people have to bring their Karbanos earlier. Because Bamas are Aser. That's one reason. Another reason is as follows. It says, Erev Boker Vitzarayim, and this Brisa holds that Tfilas Avos Tiknu. And it says there, Yachol Ye Kolam Mivasa Achas. I might think that you could say it all at once. All three tefillahs, you could do it once. No! David HaMelech said, Erev Boker Vitzarayim. So everybody asked, what's the Havim mean of the Gemara? What do you mean, Kolam Mivasa Achas? Why would you possibly think that you can say all three tefillahs at once? If it's Keneged Tamidim Tiknum, so the Talmud B'shal Shachar is born in the morning, Talmud Shabbat Arayim is born in the afternoon. So it could be like this, Enachinami, if you hold Keneged Karbanos different times. But if you hold Abbas Tiknum, maybe the Abbas just said to daven three tefillahs. That was their Takana. Their Takana was three tefillahs. Just Avram happened to have davened in the morning, maybe Yitzchak in the afternoon, Yaakov at night. But it could be that their Takana was to daven whenever you want, three a day. So Kamash Milan the Pasuk, no, Erev Boker Vitzarayim. So Mimela, we understand. They could daven Mincha Tzarayim because that's connected to Avos. So it's an afternoon tefillah. So an afternoon tefillah is even from Shesh V'chetzi shows. Even 6.5 hours into the day. But Rambam paskins that tefillah is connected to midim tignum. So if it's connected to midim, so you should daven Mincha when they brought the Torah in the Beis HaMikdash. When they bring Torah in the Beis HaMikdash, 9.5 hours. And now we can also understand it's Erev Boker Vitzarayim. That Erev is like Boker and Tzarayim. What about the Mandarma Tfilos Arvis Rishus? So how can you compare Erev and Boker and Tzarayim? Boker and Tzarayim are Chiyuvs. But Arvis is Rishus. So the Chidah in the Machzik Bracha, Simon Peites, Os Aleph, Pesach Einai in the Chof of Amid Beis, brings to the Ma'ari Pinto, Pinato, and Rav Stei Oshua, and remember, yo, the nafkamina is if avos tiknum or tamidim tiknum. The man, the amar avos tiknum, arvis zechova. Man, never can I get tamidim. So there was no There was no chiyuv to bring at night a carbon. So since there was no chiyuv carbon at night, it's only rishus. So now we understand that since we just said leman damar to avos tikkunom that tefilas harvis is a chova, it's only tamid since there's no chi of carbon at night. Just connected the burning of the limbs at night, but there's no chi of carbon. So mele you're not chayav to daven ma'ariv. But if you hold tefilas avos tikkunom, there is a chi of ma'ariv at night. So mele we understand erev and tzorayim. There is, we can equate erev and bogan tzorayim. Why? Because tefilas avos tikkunom. Leila Meirv is a chiyuv, just like Shachas and Mincha. Alright, Al Kopanim, we see Lefi, our understanding, best time to daven Mincha is from Mincha Ketana. In Dindumei Chama, we see in the Gemara special Maila. The Arizal says it's special Maila in Dindumei Chama, the Maisa. It's not to lola lahafsid as hasha, and those people who daven even after shkia, what we call shkia. So that's the next tshuva. That's Simon Sadi Tess. And we also saw from people in Tveria that there was dark, but since elsewhere it was light, it was still considered day. It was still considered zman mincha for the ma'aril. So it's ma'ash pile plos to find the limud tzchus for those people who are davening at later times. All right, sweet friends, Mirtz Hashem, I hope to revisit this very, very important issue. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.